We're a statewide organization founded in 1985, and we are the leading statewide advocate for our wonderful parks and trails here in New York State. And we look to preserve and enhance a network of parks, trails, and greenway across the state for current and future generations to enjoy.
What is the current status of these parks, trails, and greenways? More? Or are they increasing? Are they decreasing? What are we looking at?
There's never enough. Never enough. Mm-hmm. We have a really nice system of parks and trails here in New York, as a matter of fact, between our state park system and the Adirondacks and Catskills, plus all the forests, state forests and state multi-use lands and all the local and county parks. We really have quite a nice system. And one of our goals is really to try to link them through either trails, walkways, on-road bikeways, that kind of thing, so that the system actually, there's synergy between all the different parts of it.
If I started walking, let's say, in New York City, how far could I go upstate and not leave one of these trails?
Well, if you were on foot, you could go pretty darn far because mm-hmm. the long trail goes actually from New York City to the Adirondacks. And then we have been working very hard to complete the Erie Canalway Trail, which goes from Albany to Buffalo, and that's about three quarters complete. So you could get a lot of walking in and a fair amount of bicycling.
Who maintains these trails? Who pays for them? Who pays for the land purchase? Who pays for the upkeep?
It's very different. In terms of state agencies, there's the Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation that manages our state park system, and then the Department of Environmental Conservation manages the Catskills and the Adirondacks and the state forests. And then there's, as I said, a lot of county park departments and local cities and towns and villages have their own parks.
Laura DeBetta, tell us a bit more about the day that's coming up. It is called I Love My Park Day. What's going on?
Sure. Well, I Love My Park Day is a day to celebrate and enhance New York's unparalleled system of state parks and historic sites. And it's a day of volunteering and giving back. We have cleanup, beautification, and improvement events scheduled all over New York State, from Montauk Point to Buffalo, the Thousand Islands and Southern Tier, and all along the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
What do you mean by cleanup? Is it just removing the damage from the winter, the branches, or is there a lot more work to be done?
There's all different kinds of projects. We've got invasive species removal, litter cleanup, picnic benches being put back together, trails being maintained and cleaned up. And like you mentioned, there is still some storm cleanup that's mm-hmm. happening, particularly on Long Island, but also right in the Hudson Valley. For example, at Minnewaska State Park, volunteers will be rebuilding a footbridge that connects two trails that was actually destroyed in Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee in 2011.
Yeah, that's almost 2 years ago now, Irene and Lee. What is the status of the trails from that? Were they flooded out? And the same goes for Sandy last October.
Some of the parks are still recovering mm-hmm. from 2 years ago, particularly in Schoharie Valley and Hudson Valley from the storms 2 years ago. But Long Island parks really have suffered tremendous devastation from Hurricane Sandy. But the governor has set a goal of opening all the parks on Long Island by Memorial Day weekend. So this event is going to help get those parks ready to be open and welcoming to visitors.
And if someone wants to take part in this day, where do they go? Who do they talk to?
Sure. They can go to our website, ptny.org/ilovemypark. They can look on our map and find an event near them and then register to volunteer.
Robin, what about accessing these trails? When you want to purchase a trail, when you want to get one off the ground, I know there's been a trail in through this village of Delmar, through the town of Bethlehem. It goes quite a ways. It was used as a rail line for many, many years. This trail has taken years and years to purchase the land, to get it cleaned up. Is it a long process like that?
It's an extremely long process. 10 years is a short time when it comes to multi-use trail development. We actually started working on that trail from the Port of Albany up to Voorheesville probably 15 years ago, and it's gone through many incarnations. But what's really wonderful about these types of trails and also our parks is there's so many volunteers, there's so many grassroots organizations, friends organizations that take over where government just doesn't have the resources to go. And that's one of the reasons we started this I Love My Park Day, because although the governor and the legislature have been giving more money to parks for capital projects in the last 2 years. There's so much more to do, and friends and partners are so important to keeping our parks in tip-top shape.
You probably need a pretty good lawyer to get through all this, don't you?
Well, it helps to have some good legal aid, yes.
Because there are easements. You have to purchase the land from perhaps an old rail company that maybe doesn't even own it. I mean, you just got to dig through the book, see who owns it, see what you can do.
Right.
There's easements, et cetera.
There's a federal law, rail banking, that actually allows you to maintain the corridor as a through corridor, but still develop it into a trail. And then it keeps the corridor intact in case rail ever comes back.
Do you think people really know about this trail system? Is this a hidden gem in New York State?
I think that people tend to know perhaps a very close by Parker Trail, but one of our goals is to promote the whole system so that also promotes tourism and visitors from other parts of the state and outside the state. We had done economic impact report on the state park system and discovered that it's about a $2 billion economic impact to the state. So that's a pretty good, hefty amount.
It was pretty amazing a few years ago when there was talk of cutting some of the park funding. It came down to sort of a budget standoff. And the way taxpayers rallied in favor of the parks, it must have been pretty heartening for you.
It was wonderful. It was actually thank goodness for Facebook, because that's really where a lot of people rallied. And I think once the leaders, the governor at the time and the assembly people and the senators saw that people like in the tens of thousands were protesting, they really thought twice about the foolishness of saving such a small amount of money to and closing such a huge resource.
And Laura, one more time with you, for those listeners who may not have gotten all the information about the upcoming day, when is it I Love My Park Day, and what's it all about, and how can people get involved?
Sure. I Love My Park Day is this Saturday, May 4th, and there are events happening all across New York State, so you're very likely to find a state park or historic site near you where there's an event taking place. The events are cleanup, beautification, and improvement projects, everything from invasive species removal, litter cleanup, painting, trail maintenance, all kinds of projects for whatever you're interested in helping out with. And people can register to volunteer by going to ptny.org/ILoveMyPark.